And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Good morning, Truda.
What's up, showgirls?
Shaylee's already had an interesting morning at Quick Trip.
I can't go anywhere.
Man, you just pull in dates left and right.
I don't know if I'd call it that, but... Yeah, no, I wouldn't call it that.
Somebody didn't know how to get the hot dog? What was the problem?
He didn't know how to work the little roller machine thing. He was like, if I want a taquito, what do I do? I'm like, I don't know, you put it in the bag.
You said, hold on, I'm well-versed in Quick Trip food. I got this.
Oh, wait, oh, you mean the food that's on the warm-up rollers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was
like...
He
didn't know you just take it off?
I don't know. He was really asking me, so I was... trying to tell him and trying not to laugh at the same time. Then he was like, are you just getting off work? I'm like, no.
Then he asked her where she worked.
That was his opening line.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then I ran out of there.
Did he follow you?
Well,
did
he look
you
like?
Jump behind you?
Let's not get too far in the story. What did he look like? How old was he?
He was like 70.
Oh, well.
Maybe not. Maybe
money?
Like 60.
Are you
maybe
so
50.
Young that 70 to you is really 42?
No,
like, are you doing that little kid thing where you're like, Mom, he was 1,000?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
44.
He was probably like 50-ish, 60-ish. I don't know.
Okay. Clearly you have no concept of age.
Yeah. That's it. Okay, so a little bit later on, I'm going to print out pictures of men from different ages. And we're going to have you decide how old they are.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
Because I bet
right?
I'm terrible at it, too.
Like, what's
you
the
see?
Perception? Oh, it is a good idea. Or maybe I will
you
try to put that together.
You have one once in a while.
Let's do that in a little
okay.
bit. I like that.
We got to Facebook Live it, though, so people can see.
Oh, no.
What?
Most importantly, can we discern 18 and over? Like, let's right? make sure that we can judge an adult.
Oh,
see, youngster.
That's tough. And some people get in trouble now.
And that's what I'm saying. Make sure we can do that first.
Everybody's back and refreshed after the Election Day hangover, huh?
Yes. We'll discuss the amount of napping that I did yesterday in a little bit.
And how that affected your kids. I was at the dermatologist.
Okay.
And the girl there behind the desk, she was in the club. She was like, they called my name, Brian. Or should I say Truda? Truda, you here? Like, that's fine. You can call me whatever you want to.
You'll know you've really made it when you can call him Trudy.
Mm-hmm.
Trudy, what time's the meeting? Can you give me some coffee, Trudy?
Hey, that's only Addie.
Oh,
Trudy.
Oh, so we should stop then. Whoops.
No, you guys can too.
Okay.
You're
oh, okay.
part of the family.
That
aww.
Started this week.
Yep. It started
okay.
this week? Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Let's do it.
I didn't get the memo.
Big, busy show. Lot to talk about. We'll start with 10 items or less.
Protests against President-elect Donald Trump continue through the night in major cities across the U.S. In New York, thousands of protesters descended on Trump Tower. Anti-Trump protesters in downtown Los Angeles burned an effigy of Donald Trump's head in front of City Hall. And hundreds of protesters shut down the 101 freeway in Los Angeles. Crowds in Chicago blocked the entrance to Trump Tower, while protesters in Washington, D.C. held a candlelight vigil in front of the White House. Here in Kansas City, a large crowd gathered at the J.C. Nichols Fountain before beginning their march north on Main Street. From what I understand, no arrests or injuries or any other issues there. President Obama will be meeting with President-elect Trump at the White House today. In remarks yesterday, Obama noted big differences with Trump, but pledged a smooth and successful transition of power. Obama said Americans are all on the same team and want what is best for the U.S. Shaylee, mm-hmm. most importantly for us, Black Friday begins at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving at both Walmart and Target.
Perfect.
That's when the retail giants kick off the holiday shopping season and did last year as well. Walmart says it'll increase Black Friday merchandise available on its website by 50% over last year. Macy's, Kohl's, and Toys R Us will open on Thanksgiving as well. Not all retailers, though, are starting Black Friday on Thursday night. Office Depot and the Mall of America are going to kick off Black Friday, actually on Friday. That's a weird concept.
I know,
no
right?
way.
And today is the United States Marine Corps birthday. The Continental Congress first established the Continental Marines on November 10th, 1775, leading up to the American Revolution.
Hoorah! Marine Corps.
I love,
my grandpa was in the Marine Corps.
Have you seen on the flags on I-35 right by IKEA? There's a huge section right next to I-35 that's just full of flags
yes.
for Veterans
yeah,
Day. And
yeah.
it's
yeah.
so beautiful. I love
it. Looks really cool.
Tons of flags by each other.
It's my favorite time of the year when they do all the flags up and down Metcalf.
Yes.
For the 4th of July and
yep.
Flag Day and stuff.
I know.
The Veterans Day one, that looks awesome. Veterans Day tomorrow, by the way, right?
Yep.
Awesome. All right, today is Thursday, of course. The Throwback Throwdown song is available for you now to vote on. You text the letters TBT to 64636. You can vote on Jin Song A.
No money, man.
Shaylee just got the most disgusted look, like you just let the biggest fart.
For the record, I don't even
know
what this is.
Do you know what this is?
No. Of course she doesn't know this. For the record, this was my husband's pick, because last night I go, I need a Throwback Thursday song. And without hesitation, he goes, Buffalo Stance. Like, duh. Of course you're going to use Buffalo Stance. And I was like, okay.
Is that the name of the band or the song?
No, that's the song.
You'll learn more as the day goes on. That's song A you can vote on. Song B is mine.
Yeah, you did.
We've had this winner 2 days this week named Ashley Simpson, and it just got that in my head.
And I feel so bad for her because when we first ask her, what's your name? She says, Ashley. And then your last name, she goes, Simpson. Like, I know you're going to make the reference. Just do it.
Right. Well, unfortunately, this song has been my earworm. All right, so you can vote on that for B or song C is Shales.
I do love this.
So
I know.
She texted me this at like 11:30 last night. I'd been asleep.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, is this a commentary on your date?
I know.
Or how did that go?
No,
right?
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Don't think I thought before I sent you a text, okay, whatever I pick is going to, they're going to think that's how
it's
everything
went. It's a reflection
went.
Of your night.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So I was going to do something totally random and really throw you off, but I was too tired.
Okay.
We'll find out about her date.
We have to.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Okay, that's it. We're either putting a camera in here or I need some other guy to work on the show. Because I feel like I'm ganged up on.
You probably would have
what
volunteers.
Did you do while I was gone?
Let's see. Do bring in another guy.
Yeah, can I pick him?
I nominate Travis Kelce.
I do too.
I saw, I was flipping through some of the shows and stuff that we watch.
Yeah.
Like that we just follow out there and somebody does a tight end Tuesday.
Okay. Oh.
With a player, I think it was in San Diego or something.
Mm-hmm.
Tight end Tuesday.
Was Travis Kelce on it?
No, it's somebody from the Chargers.
Oh, well, that sounds exciting.
But really I'm just saying, I'm offering that idea to you. We could do tight end Tuesday here and have
and
Travis Kelce on the show every week.
Uh-huh. I like this.
I see where this is going.
So that's my pitch. But seriously, I was gone from the room for 2 minutes. What did you do?
Nothing.
Why? I come in and this is like your mean girls. Like you look at each other and laugh. And then you look at me. And how do you think that makes me feel?
It'll all be explained later in the show. It doesn't make sense right now, but it will later.
Did you do something to my Facebook?
No. Check it. It's fine.
Are you sure?
You know why?
Now, why is she laughing at that?
Because we're both so lazy, we can't get up and go across the board to change anything on your Facebook.
I just love how paranoid you are.
Did you put something in my drink?
No, I didn't.
My phone is still here.
Everything's
did you text somebody?
No.
Okay. Are we sure?
It's time to get somebody qualified for those second-row Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets.
I just don't trust you guys.
It is a huge, amazing Christmas show coming to the Sprint Center December 3rd.
This is sad.
At 9:20, we're going to pick a winner for the second-row tickets, but we have to get somebody qualified for those. Let's do that with this question, if you can answer this.
What did they do to my stuff?
No.
If you can answer me that, you'll be good to go.
Women, well, I guess this goes along with that. Women are more likely to do this than men. What is it? Women are more likely to do this than men, and I'll give you a little hint. Words. Words. Shaylee proved this theory when she walked in the door and did this within 3 seconds of walking in this morning.
Not proud of it, but I did.
Women are more likely to do this than men. What is it? Your first clue, words.
All right, 576-7102. You could win, as Jen says. You could qualify for those TSO second row seats. So let's go to the phone. Hey, good morning, the show. What do you think?
Oh, talk, I guess. Words?
No, you got to be more specific.
Right. Hey, the show, good morning. Do you have a guess?
Yeah, I do. I think it's going to be gossip.
Oh, we don't do that.
That is pretty good. That's a great
guess. Yes, we do, and that's not the correct answer.
All right, I tried. Thank you.
Hey, you bet, buddy. All right, good morning, the show. Women are more likely to do this with the words. What do you think?
Be hard on themselves.
Oh, no, that's not
That's
it.
Also a good one. Yeah.
Hey, good morning, the show. What's your guess?
Say I love you.
We do that probably as well. Not the right answer
I
here.
I legit heart you.
As Shaylee says, I legit heart you.
Hey, good morning, the show. What do you think this is?
I think it's drop the F-bomb.
Yep. It absolutely is. Shaylee did it within 3 seconds of walking in this morning.
Wow, again, in relation to what last
because
night?
Because that cone, Mom, no, the cone that's in here.
Is it back?
It was back.
It's like a Ouija board. We keep throwing it out and it comes back.
I know. And so she dropped.
I got very mad.
She said, what the is this doing back in here? First thing she said this morning. So a new study found that women are slightly more likely to use the F word than men. Back in 1990, men used it about 8 times more often than women. So you've got the right answer.
And you wanted equality in the workplace.
You might be sitting in the second row for TSO.
That would be outstanding.
Yes. All right, hold on for 1 second. We'll get you all hooked up, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Yep, it's not a pretty place around here, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, Mom.
It was the first thing, and I literally had just pulled up this question, and she opens the door and goes, what the is this doing back in here?
Well, that stupid cone will not go away.
That's no, our
it's
shales.
A stupid cone. Thank you for cleaning up your act.
Yeah, thank you.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee, don't you ever get the bullhorn in my ear during that song and say that song sucks. You were this close to taking a punch to the gut.
That was awfully mean of you.
Yeah, but it was funny. You'll never hear cups again, you and your Anna Kendrick.
That hurts.
Katy Perry. Not happy. She's expressing her disappointment about the election of Donald Trump by joining a Twitter blackout.
Just come over here and comfort. I'll comfort you.
The pop star, a staunch supporter of Hillary Clinton, yesterday blacked out her profile picture and had her photo as part of a protest against the outcome of Tuesday's election. Perry, who is the most followed person on Twitter, also tweeted, "We will never be silenced," with the hashtag #LoveTrumpsHate.
So I had to talk Addie off the ledge yesterday.
Your six-year-old?
Yes, my six-year-old didn't want to go to school because Trump had won. And I had to sit her down and I had to say, look, sometimes there are people that don't agree with the way that we think, and that's okay. But go to school. Get over it.
My 15-year-old niece sent a text to my sister saying about, I don't know, like a half hour or an hour into school yesterday saying, Mom, I have to come home from school. And she's like, why? What's wrong? Are you sick? And she said, no, anytime somebody talks about the election, I start crying. Wow.
This is really crazy. Hitting home.
People are affected by this.
Well, it's funny because Addie says it's because of things I told her, which, yeah. I mean, may or may not be true. I probably have mumbled a lot of stuff under my breath while watching different things.
And then forget about it.
And she's like, I'm not going to be safe. And so I asked her and she said, well, I don't feel like I'd be safe if I met him. So, okay, well, fair enough. That's actually a valid point.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab you in the... So I said, well, you're never going to meet the president. I can just tell you right now, that's a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Yeah.
And she says, well, I watched a video online where somebody met Obama. I go, okay, fair enough.
All right.
And then she says, if there's ever a meet the president with Trump, I'm going to say no. Hey, fair enough again. That's... well within your rights.
It's funny that you had that conversation because my husband, who's a hardcore Republican, and I were having a discussion last night. And by discussion, I mean, you know, animated discussion.
Probably a fight.
It really wasn't a fight, but we were just talking politics, which you shouldn't do. But I said, would you feel safe if our two daughters got to sit in a room with Donald Trump? Would you leave him alone? And he said, well, no, but I wouldn't leave him with Bill Clinton either. And I thought, touche. Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good point, right.
Let's move along,
shall we? See, the key here, Jen, is find somebody who shares your thoughts and opinions.
Well, but I actually like that he makes me learn new things.
Right?
Because he will bring up points where I'm like, oh, yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
That's true. Brad Pitt is cleared of child abuse charges. Sources say the Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services has decided that the actor did not commit child abuse when the family traveled from France to the U.S. on a private jet last September. Pitt is currently in a custody battle with wife Angelina Jolie, who filed for divorce shortly after the alleged incident on the plane between the actor and one of their six children. Mission Impossible 6 is due out in the summer of 2018. Paramount Pictures is announcing the July 27th, 2018 release that will star Tom Cruise. Cruise has said when Mission Impossible Rogue Nation opened last summer that he was moving forward with the sixth film in the series. Rogue Nation opened globally to $121 million and $56 million in the U.S. alone. Cruise will also be a producer on the sixth Mission Impossible movie.
We're up to six now?
Yep.
He does all of his own stunts on those. I actually love those movies.
I'm trying to think
good
if I even
films.
Saw... I remember the first one. I don't know that I remember anything after that.
I know the theme song.
Okay.
Wow. Hey. You think you and Brendan will go to the opening of Mission Impossible 6?
Probably not. Comes out in
2018. What are your favorite movies? Like what?
All
what
three
you,
of them?
What would you go see? Do you know you don't like movies?
Like, will you go see Trolls? That looks like a cute movie. I mean, probably not. Okay.
So do you just not have the attention span for movies,
yes,
or what's the deal?
That's the problem. Oh. If you're flipping through channels and like Shawshank Redemption's on, no, you're not watching Shawshank?
Mm-mm.
Ooh. Huh.
Wow.
Okay. It's too much work.
Big Lebowski?
What? 16 Kay. Candles.
No.
Better
no.
Off Dead?
What?
Do you realize we're speaking English? Does this sound foreign to you?
Yes, it does. I mean, I know they're movie titles, but ones I've not watched.
Mean Girls, Pitch Perfect 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's on the list.
And Christmas movies.
Yes, Christmas Vacation we agree on.
Mm-hmm. And
what
Elf.
About,
An Elf.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Yeah!
No.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
You know how everybody was really tired after the election Tuesday? Because everybody stayed up till midnight one.
I'm still really tired.
Me too. So yesterday, we had a couple of meetings after the show.
Right.
And then I went home and I was exhausted. I hadn't eaten, so I ate a big old sandwich. And I'm like, all right, I got about an hour and a half before I have to pick up the kids. I can totally take a nap. This will be great. My husband was homesick from work, so I go upstairs, completely knocked out in bed. And I think, I don't need to set an alarm to pick up the kids because, A, I'll never sleep more than an hour and a half.
Famous last words, right?
B, my husband's home, so he'll wake up, he'll go pick them up if I'm not up. Cool. Next thing I know, I roll over, look at the clock, it's 3:30. Well, my kid's school lets out at 3:05.
Oh, no.
So I scream down to my husband, and I don't hear him. So I'm like, okay, good. He went to go get him. It's fine.
Yeah.
I walk downstairs. He's completely knocked out on the couch because he was homesick. He is passed out, knocked out. And I yell, I go get the kids! And he's like, what? What's happening? What's wrong? And I'm like, we totally forgot to pick up the kids. I go grab my phone. I have 3 missed calls. One from the school office, from the sweet, sweet lady saying, hey, have your kids here in the office, wondered if you were going to come pick them up. And 2, from my best friend whose kids go to our school. And she's like, so are you running a little late? Do you want me to stay with your kids? And I call her back and I'm like, we're coming. Kyle's on his way. I totally fell asleep. I'm sorry. Where are we? What time is it? What's happening? Come to find out, my poor little 8-year-old walked out of the building, didn't see me, because I walk down there and I'm waiting right there. She didn't see me. She started bawling.
Oh, no.
Like, where's my mom? What happened to my mom? Why isn't she here? And then they had to go sit in the office and wait, because I totally fell asleep and didn't pick up the kids.
Did they get ice cream for dinner after that?
They did have a night of, yes,
whatever
we can play games.
Want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I will say that I'm glad it's not just me.
I felt terrible. Who forgets their kids?
Well, I mean, at least you were sleeping. It wasn't like you intentionally forgot them.
Yeah. No, I didn't. That's thank you.
You're welcome.
That makes me feel this much better that my poor sobbing daughter was waiting on a sidewalk.
Jennifer, I did that about a month ago.
Okay, good.
I get a little tired on the way home from work. You know, it's usually about 3 or so when I leave here.
Yeah.
And school lets out for us at 3:50. So one time I got home at about 3:25.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, if I keep going through the afternoon, I'll be okay.
Right.
But the minute that I sit down,
it's over.
I am just out. And I thought, well, it's 3:25. I have about 20 minutes before I need to be in the line to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just sit here in the recliner at home for 1 second.
Just a minute.
You of all people should never do that.
4:05, I get a phone call. Hey, wondering if you're on the way. Addie's here in the office. Oh, gosh. And, that was awesome.
I felt horrible.
I just sat down for 20 minutes. It was just out.
And the scarier thing was when my friend first texted me, she said, she only referenced one of my kids. She said, hey, do you want me to stay here with G? And I'm like, where's the other one? Why isn't she there?
Right.
Did she try to walk home? And then I was freaking out thinking she tried to walk home by herself.
Oh, no.
So I had a terrible panic moment of, where is the other one? What's happening?
But, you know, I mean, there was a time when people forget their kids a lot now, and it was probably more prevalent back in the days before cell phones and stuff. I mean, what do we did then?
I was a latchkey kid. We only lived like a block from school. but we always walked home from school by ourselves and stayed home until 5 o'clock when our
parents
got
that.
Home.
Sure.
Always.
I don't think I ever got left.
Oh, well, aren't you special little millennial?
Loved more than everybody
Everybody
else
loves
the
a millennial.
Hey, 576-7102. You leave your kids. Did you get left as a kid? Sure, it's happened to everybody, right?
My dad forgot me for lunch one time. I walked down the street. We were supposed to meet because I went to Catholic school. And so you had to have like special permission to go out to lunch or whatever. And my dad said, okay, we'll just tell him you're walking home for lunch and then I'll pick you up, take you out. So I walk home. I'm standing in the front yard. He never shows up. Never. And I was probably only fifth grade, like a little kid.
Right.
Never shows up. I start crying. My daddy didn't come and now I'm super hungry and I don't have anything. And I walked back to school. And after school, I'm like, Dad, did you forget something?
Oh,
I'm so sorry. You can have a slumber party Friday. You can have as many kids as you want, and we'll get pizza and cake and Jolt Cola. Do whatever
you
want.
And then that's when you started packing snacks everywhere. Exactly. You go. That's how it started.
Hey, the show, were you left or did you leave your kids?
I actually left my kid.
Oh, what happened?
We were, he was an infant, and I had got up early to go into work, put him in the back seat, in his car seat, was supposed to drop him off at the daycare, drove to work, got out of the car, and started to walk in and realized I had left him in the car seat, in the car.
So you just started to make the walk into work?
Yes. I didn't actually get into work, but I looked in the back seat to get my stuff out, and he was sitting there, so I had to drive all the way back to the daycare.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst feeling.
Yeah. But at least you caught it, right?
Yes.
Before you go in. People wonder how those, you know, the tragic stories obviously can happen, but you think it can happen. And
And it was comical because, you know, he had fallen asleep and, you know, you're in this big panic once you realize that you've left him in the car and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I forgot to drop him off. So.
Yep.
I'm glad everything's good.
That's right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I've been talking about how I was so tired from the election Tuesday night. Yesterday, I went home, took a little nap. Not a big deal, except I didn't set an alarm. My kids get out of school at 3:05. I woke up at 3:30.
Whoops.
That's a problem.
Happens.
A couple of calls later from the school and friends of mine who said, hey, I'm here with your kids. We went down and got them.
At least they were at school, and you didn't leave them at, like, Target, and
That's
you left
true.
Them.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that.
Could have had to pick them up from, like, Main Event or something, you know.
Oh, they would have wanted to leave.
Yeah,
birthday
they
party.
Loved that.
Oh, yeah. I'm just left me at school. 576-7102, a good story about you either leaving the kids or being left as a kid. Let's go here to line five. Hey, the show, do you have a story here?
Oh, my gosh. This was in middle school. I was about 12, I think. And my mom forgot to come get me. And she forgot me for so long. It was just, like, me and the vice principal and the janitors left at school. Like, all the teachers were gone. Everybody was gone. And then finally my brother shows up. He was in high school to pick me up, and he was laughing at me, saying, Mom forgot you. Mom forgot you. I was like, that's just great.
That's real nice.
Yeah, and I still make her feel guilty about it. I'm 36, and I make her feel guilty about it all the time.
I do that to my dad. Every once in a while I'll be like, and remember the time you didn't pick me up for lunch in fifth grade?
What happened to her? She fall asleep?
I don't remember. I think I was just traumatized by being left because I don't remember what happened after that.
Yeah.
My brother picked me up, and she probably could have promised me everything, but I was so sad that she had forgotten me. So
your kids are traumatized now, Jen.
So now my kids are going to be in therapy because I forgot them yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I'm sorry about that.
Abandonment issues.
Oh, man. Thanks for the call.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Let's go to Meredith in Overland Park. Hey, good morning, Meredith.
Good morning.
What's your story? What happened to you?
When I was in, like, fourth grade, we were at, a softball game, and my parents had driven separately, and before we left, I had to go to the bathroom, so I went to the bathroom.
No.
My mom thought my dad had picked me up and taken me home.
Uh-huh.
My dad thought my mom had taken me home. I come out of the bathroom. There are no cars in the parking lot.
Oh.
And we lived outside of town, so it was about a 20-minute drive for them to get home and realize that neither one of them had me.
Oh.
And then luckily, my best friend lived down the street, so they called her dad, and he came down and sat with me at the particle. They drove back to get me.
Oh, how old were you at the time?
I think it was about fourth grade.
Yeah.
It was rough.
That's a scary feeling as a little kid. And even worse as a parent.
Yeah. And as an adult.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yes. Did you get it? No. Did you? No. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah.
Did you get anything out of it? Did you get a slumber party? Did you get a free night of ice cream for dinner?
I'm pretty sure I got ice cream because that's what I ate whenever anything was wrong. I still do to this day. So.
Why stop now? That's good.
Right.
All right, Meredith. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's go to Gina. Gina's in the Northland. Hello, Gina. What happened to you?
Well, my story is very similar to Meredith. I went to church, and my dad used to drive the bus route, so he would go away early, and Mom would come up later with my brother and I. And after church, I was talking to a friend, and I didn't realize that both my parents had left, and they thought each other had me. And so they get all the way home, which is about 20, 25 minutes away, and realize that neither of them had me.
Oh.
And, of course, this is before cell phones, so I finished my conversation with my friend, and I went around, and I was like, where are my parents? And so I went and found my pastor, and he's like, well, how far away do you live? And so I told him. He said, okay, well, we'll wait about that time and then call. And so then I called, and Mom was very, very frantic, and I was like, it's okay, I'm still at church, and I got pastor here. And pastor's like, yeah, she'll just hang out with us until the evening service. It's cool. So then, then pastor ended up buying me Golden Corral, so, you know.
You got the best deal of all.
Not many stories end with, and then my pastor bought me Golden Corral. Everything was good.
In the days before cell phones, too, I like how you had to wait the 25 minutes before you tried calling because
it was all landline.
Right. Yeah, you just had to do that. So awesome, Gina. Hey, thanks for the story. Appreciate it.
No problem.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I'm Christmas music tease, apparently.
A whole lot of people thought it was time. I don't like the teasing.
Gotcha.
I think you like having this power.
I think so.
A
little too much.
I feel like you should probably do push-ups.
Whatever that.
Shaylee has put up on we have a little chalkboard, a little write-on wipe-off board behind us.
Chalkboard?
Like, whatever it is, every day she adds a new exercise that we have to do. Like, if someone mentions Christmas, we have to do 20 squats. If someone mentions healthy food, we have to get down and
unhealthy
do
food.
10 push-ups.
Yeah, if somebody mentions healthy food,
every time
it'll be a first.
When I do every time I do traffic, we have to do 10 squats. We have 15-second planks every 30 minutes.
When we look amazing for spring break, you're welcome.
When I can't breathe to do traffic, you're not going to be welcome.
Well, I can't do a push-up, so I mean, that's really
That's why
tough.
We're learning.
All right, let's do this.
Previously on the show with Jen and Truda.
I honestly had this thought last night because normally, like, if I have a friend going out, I'm thinking, okay, what do I tell them? Like, what advice do I give them? And I'm like, Shaylee is one of the very few people I know who can honestly go and 100% should be herself because she's funny, she's cute, she's smart, she knows everything about sports. Like, she is genuinely just a cool chick. And I'm like, she can go, and if she is just herself, she wins. Like, you're golden.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. Not to mention you're super hot. So you have it all. Everything's done.
That helps out, by the way.
So we had that conversation yesterday because Shaylee was getting ready for her first date last night. But right after we had that discussion, you looked a little sad because I had complimented Shaylee, and I believe you said, what about me? Where's my
He's
time?
Sad.
Where's my moment in the sun?
Right.
So Shaylee and I have some things for you.
Is this why you've been giggling all morning long?
Yes. Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You always offer to get me things from the kitchen.
You're my favorite, PD.
You say things about Def Leppard that make me laugh so hard I can't breathe.
You're always up for lunch.
You only make me go to stupid meetings once a week.
You have the best sound effects for every situation.
You have a really nice house and you let us come over and eat your food and jump on your trampoline.
You're funny most of the time.
You don't tell people the secrets that I tell you.
You have the best accents.
You're very respectful of women.
And you always help people.
You're a great dad. And next to Travis Kelce, you're the best dancer I've ever seen hit the Kwan.
Wow, I'm like actually genuinely, aw. That's really nice of you.
Are you crying?
Maybe it's a little dusty in here.
There you go.
Well, I don't even know what to say.
See, you were so paranoid.
I feel like
this
I need
morning.
A sound effect for all this stuff.
Balls.
I don't even know. I'm like tripped
right
up
one.
In my. Wow, that's really nice.
Thank you. See, you were all paranoid when you walked in.
I was. Well, all morning long, you guys, they would look at each other and then look at me and laugh. Now, look, I know that's like most of my entire life in a nutshell, but
you walk in and women just laugh.
That's not true.
No.
Does he have a big one that I can hold?
How many Facebook messages have we gotten in recent weeks with women offering to go out with Truda, saying, Truda, if you're single, I'm here, saying, I love Truda's hitting the Kwan. Like, there have been
more dates than I've been on in the last month.
Dating offers. I don't
know about that.
Oh, don't be shy.
You just read us
like
one an hour and a half ago.
One or two.
Uh-huh. Today.
Right. Today.
Okay. All right.
Can we set you up?
No.
No,
you can't set me up.
I don't think that works.
I am
got
very off the market.
Seems
so
inappropriate.
Yeah. That's.
I mean, wood.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Shaylee and I are
losing
our minds right now because Starbucks has buy one holiday drink, get one free to share, which starts today, runs through the 14th.
Oh, really?
From 2 to 5 in the afternoon. So she could buy a peppermint mocha and then get one free for me.
But it's from 2 to 5.
I know.
Are already gone. So you could get one and bring it to me.
Okay. And they have 13 new Christmas cups out today.
Mm-hmm. Great.
They're so cute.
They have tea.
I know.
They have cocoa.
With these peppermint mochas and stuff that you keep talking about.
So good. Share the cheer, Truda.
Okay. All right. Well, it's going to feel like 70 today, so there is that.
Why did you turn that off?
Most wonderful time of the year. Coming up, I'm sure.
Mm.
But for now, it's the show.
You're such the Grinch.
On the 10th of November, when it's going to be 68 this afternoon. It's sunny. So what happened on your little date last night?
Shaylee did have a first date with
you
the
guy. You can't tease me with Christmas and now want me to talk about my date.
From the
Why
dating
not?
Show.
That's mean.
Can you tell us where you went? Because you would not tell us last night for fear that we would show up, which we did not do.
Would have.
Maybe.
We went to the gym. I'm just kidding. We did not do that. We went to Louis Wine Dive.
Waldo. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was good. He was a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Had a good time.
Did he open doors for you?
He did.
Oh, nice job. Mm-hmm.
Had a couple drinks.
Uh-huh.
Then we realized it was 11 o'clock. We probably should be leaving.
Interesting.
Oh, this was a late date.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she must have been paying attention because I had told her, text me all night. I want to see what you're wearing. I want you to text me and tell me how things are going. I want this, you know, if I need the save me text, like, help
right.
me, give me
yeah.
the excuse call. Like, I have to go help my friend. She forgot her kids at school.
and it's 10 o'clock at night. It's fine. She's really stressed.
Well, she's really been asleep. She drinks a lot.
But I got no text from her at all. And finally,
I was making sure I was not on my phone.
And at like 10 o'clock,
that's good.
I sent her a text that said, are you alive? What's happening? And then at 11:30,
okay, mom.
I think I got all I got was yes with smiley emojis so that she was in fact alive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I had totally forgotten that you had a date. So
shocker.
I can't even keep my own schedule right. So, I mean, we'd had a busy night of gymnastics and trying to get dinner and all this stuff. And then I realized I text you both and I said, oh, I need your throwback throwdown songs.
Right.
And so whatever. I got gins eventually, and then I was tired, and I fell asleep, and I went to bed. And then I woke up, and all I see from Shaylee is leave. Get out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, she had that date last night. I hope that's not a reflection on what happened.
And I knew consciously when I told you what the song was going to be, that's exactly where you were going to go with that. And that wasn't the case at all. He was super cool.
Because
we had a lot of fun.
It occurred to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, she had her big date last night. Cool.
Right.
I hope that's not just a reflection of what happened. So I was glad to hear that it worked out.
Yeah.
Well.
No, it was fun.
Okay.
Everything was good. He's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do we see a second date possibly happening? Do you think you'll hang out again?
Maybe.
Okay. So it went well enough that you would.
Did you offer the pay? Who paid?
Oh, good call.
He did.
Oh, well. Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
No,
very
he did. I don't think there's probably going to be a Christmas wedding in 2016 or 17.
Okay.
Maybe.
18.
Probably not.
18 then. All right.
Take your time. It's cool.
All right.
Look, red cups from Starbucks on TV.
We're so ADD.
Shiny red cups on the TV. Starbucks.
Well, that's good. And you guys, you talked about a wide variety of stuff.
We talked about everything, and it was including you too.
You took Jen's advice. Huh? What?
Did you really?
Maybe.
Aw, man.
It was all good.
What was the very first thing he said when you sat down?
Angelina Jolie.
The very first thing he said was, "You're not recording me, are you?" And I just started laughing, and I felt so bad. I'm like, did they traumatize you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I feel like we
have...
That
was the extent kind of talking about you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You shouldn't talk about work. There's no reason to talk about us here.
We'll back off.
Right,
we'll...
that was also the reason we were there.
Well,
you're welcome,
that's a good point.
By the way. Well, no, he was really cool. He was really cool.
I'm glad that you had a good night.
I am the worst at small talk.
We know.
I'm the worst talking to girls. That's why I'm so glad I don't have to play that whole game anymore. There's no, yes.
How are you the worst at talking to girls when all you work with are girls?
That's true. Your entire
staff. I know,
staff.
But I am awful. Like, you put me in an elevator with somebody riding up the elevator here, and I'm like.
That's why you take the stairs.
It's just silence. I don't know what to say.
Strangers, because you and I had to drive to Lawrence together, and we were fine. We had to talk for like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's true.
We were okay. Right? We lived.
I mean, because it's mostly you going, look at that cloud.
That's true.
It looks like a unicorn jumping through a Burger King drive-thru.
I used to live right off that exit.
I don't know what that means. It's weird.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Previously on The Show with Jen and Truda.
So we had that conversation yesterday because Shaylee was getting ready for her first date last night. But right after we had that discussion, you looked a little sad because I had complimented Shaylee, and I believe you said, what about me? Where's my time?
Sad.
Where's my moment in the sun?
Right.
So Shaylee and I have some things for you.
Is this why you've been giggling all morning long?
Yes. Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You always offer to get me things from the kitchen.
You're my favorite, PD.
You say things about Def Leppard that make me laugh so hard I can't breathe.
You're always up for lunch.
You only make me go to stupid meetings once a week.
You have the best sound effects for every situation.
You have a really nice house and you let us come over and eat your food and jump on your trampoline.
You're funny most of the time.
You don't tell people the secrets that I tell you.
You have the best accents.
You're very respectful of women.
And you always help people.
You're a great dad. And next to Travis Kelce, you're the best dancer I've ever seen hit the Kwan.
Oh, that was really super sweet of you all.
How many times are you going to replay that?
Probably every day until they tell us not
to
show up anymore.
Do you know how to hit the buttons and delete that?
I'm wondering if that's possible.
I am putting that on my phone right now as we speak. In fact, that might be my ringtone.
That's your ringtone.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Compliments for Truda.
It'll just cycle through a different one every time you guys call.
We don't call you.
I know, that's true.
Sometimes I do, and he doesn't answer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, when I call Jen,
and then I get
hey,
a message
I'm watching
like,
the Kardashians. What do you need?
Right?
One time I was watching.
No, because then you're napping.
And not picking up my kids from school. I felt terrible. That's the worst feeling in the world. You look over at the clock and it's 3:30. School gets out at 3:05.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
But it was at school and you didn't leave them Walmart or Target or something like that.
And thank goodness my friend who was there picking up her kids knew enough to tell the teacher, she works really weird hours and gets up at like 3 in the morning. It's not her fault. She's probably asleep. Thank you.
Do I have that voicemail from you?
Which one?
Who?
I'm scared.
What'd you say?
Were we sober? What's happening?
Was it me?
I don't know.
Was it us?
I have no idea what he's playing.
What happened?
It's the one where... Is this it?
Why are you not answering my phone call? I should be the most important phone call that there is.
That's really
the
weird.
Kind of messages I get from her.
But yeah. She left me one very similar.
Well,
you should answer your phone when you see my number on your message.
I hate voicemails.
Does my face come up when the phone?
No,
do
it
you
doesn't.
Have my picture
actually,
in there?
No, it doesn't.
Wow.
Do you have ours?
It's funny enough.
Yeah, I think I do.
I don't know if mine does that anymore.
You can sync it with Facebook, I think.
Here.
Oh well. Okay.
Pick a cute picture. Put Shaylee in there. Let's see. Nope, just little fake
icons. I'll pick some pictures for you guys.
No, never mind. I'll do it.
No,
I got it.
Hey, good morning, the show.
Yes, I'm trying to qualify for the Transiberian Orchestra ticket.
Okay, well, we didn't ask people to call yet for
Not yet, right?
Are you just very excited and have our number in your phone and you're ready to go? Hello.
All right.
Do you know what?
You know, she was early and she's on top of it. So I think we should make
her
a finalist.
Let's put her in the running.
Yeah, okay,
go
we'll do that. All right. What's your name, man?
Jim.
J-U-N-E.
All right. Well, you hold on for 1 second, June, and we're going to get some more info, okay?
All right.
All right, very good. See, there we go. June took the initiative, and she really wants the TSO tickets.
Look, we're spreading joy.
So I'll just go ahead and make her a finalist. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right. We're in the spirits. Even if I'm not playing your Christmas tunes today.
Why not?
Bah
Are you
humbug.
Sure?
Or am I? Yet.
What?
It's 15 minutes away from the Throwback Throwdown song of the day. You could be voting for A, Jen's song, The Buffalo Stance.
Hurry up and vote A, people. I need some help.
This
no
reminds me of
is.
Skating parties.
Yeah.
It's always got played at our skating party. You get fresh with me. My song B. Which nobody wants.
Will you play the version of her on Saturday Night Live that was really
the lip-sync one?
Crazy. Weird. Or no, was it?
You're hearing it because she sang along to the record.
It's was it the Super Bowl where she did it and it was terrible? There was one. There's
a horrendous version
where she's like, pieces.
Oh, that's right.
There was a good one? There was a live version.
I will find that. Yeah. That's funny. I remember that. Or C is Shaylee's song. And Elliot's just cheating it up for her.
Yeah.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
10 minutes after... No, today's
Did
the 10th of November.
Did you just say 10 minutes after?
What? Yeah, because I look at the date and it says 10, and I think of 10, and it's actually 8:44.
So you look at the date
the
and think of the time?
Of November. 10 days after November started, it's 8:44.
The 10th day of November.
Thing, look, this thing confuses me.
Is that
me,
like the
okay?
12 days of Christmas?
Stop it. The Throwback Throwdown song of the day is here. We've been asking you to vote for the past couple of hours for either Jen's song.
No money, man.
Nina Cherry, who is related to Eagle Eye Cherry.
Who?
Okay. Well. Song B.
Ashley Simpson, who's related to Jessica Simpson.
Right.
You
and we actually
that.
Found the video of Jen's like, remember when she played some football game?
I remembered her playing a halftime show where she got booed.
Right.
And it sounded horrendous because she actually did it live and didn't lip sync for once. Hurts my ear.
And she gets booed here, which you feel bad for.
No. And why are you giggling?
Well, because it is kind of funny.
And why are you putting that on the orange bowl? That crowd, that crowd's not there for that. Mm-mm. In her defense, she should have never been there in the first place.
Right.
True.
Actually, their description of who played it was funny.
Trace Adkins, Ashley Simpson, part of our halftime
Trace
show.
Adkins and Ashley Simpson.
Oh, and Kelly Clarkson
they
was there, too.
They put some ridiculous people together for these games.
Mm-hmm.
C is JoJo, Leave, Get Out. That's Shaylee's. And let's take a look at the final tabulation here.
She's undefeated so far.
She was behind early, but then, like Trump, rising up.
Yeah.
So if I count myself as the Gary Johnson, I had 15 total votes at the end of the day.
You had 15 total?
Nobody liked Ashley Simpson.
You actually got negative 18 votes.
Jen and Shaylee literally had hundreds of votes, and by just a margin of 25 at the end, it is...
Yeah!
Shaylee continues her winning streak.
She maintains her undefeated record.
4 weeks in a row with the Throwback Throwdown song from JoJo.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Why? It was brought to my attention that I actually had this song as a choice first a few weeks ago and lost with it.
You did the exact same song.
Shaylee picks it up and just... Now she's 4-0 in the freaking Throwback Throwdown.
I like
the millennial vote. I mean, we can't beat that.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Maybe you should just pick better songs.
I picked the same song that you did.
It was the exact same song.
And I got obliterated.
And he got 4 votes with it 4 weeks ago. Well, you're getting better. You got 12 this week.
That's progress. I got 15. 15, I'll have you know.
She has the millennial social media advantage.
15,
We can't beat that.
Right?
You tweeted it before I did.
I didn't even tweet about voting for me.
But my people don't retweet and share. My people.
Wait, no. You did tell us the story. You picked D-Light, Groove Is in the Heart, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, like 4 weeks ago I had chosen that, and I tweeted, and I included her in the tweet. I was like, hey, vote for my song. And then I had with at D-Light, and she retweeted and liked it. And I'm like, that's what Delight's doing now. She's retweeting.
How long after you tweeted it did she retweet it?
It took a minute. It took a while. Okay. It didn't help in the competition.
She has a Google alert set to herself. It's like, yes, somebody mentioned me. This is great.
And I still lost. It's a good song, though. My sophomore year of high school.
What is this?
The jam.
This is Groove Is in the Heart. Delight.
So do you want to explain now what the Buffalo stance is to
Shaley? I don't get that. Look, I don't know what it means. It was just a good song.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the hi-hat. Go on.
Such a good tune.
What's even funnier is last night I was really tired and I couldn't think of a song. And I'm like, I need a throwback throwdown song. And my husband immediately goes Buffalo Stance.
He just has
Was he already thinking about it?
Done. Apparently. He's got one in the chamber, just ready to go. Buffalo Stance.
That's a great song, though.
What? I've never heard this. Next week, it's 99 Loop Balloons.
Oh, nice.
What?
Nice.
Okay.
Well, don't break that out early.
She doesn't know what I'm saying.
She doesn't understand it anyway. You're right.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.